What's up, folks? David Soto Jr. here, and this is the David Soto Jr. Podcast.
What's up, folks? Welcome to episode 90 of the David Soto Jr. Podcast. I am your host, David Soto Jr. Sunday morning, just made two loaves of sourdough bread. I'm not supposed to drink coffee on my podcast, but I was coughing on my podcast the other day, so today I was thinking, like, what am I going to talk about? Should I do some research? Should I do some blah, blah, blah? And I was like, nope, I'm just going to wing it. So what I've noticed or learned or has really been, what has been reinforced over the past month and a half or so, ever since my diabetes diagnosis, what has been reinforced is basically the use it or lose it principle. And we remember and kind of roll our eyes to when the whole standing desk thing started coming out, and it's so annoying that people want to use. I still want a standing desk. I'm at one now. I converted a treadmill into a standing desk, and I used it a lot before I started working. Ironically, I used it when I was just trying to. I use it every morning, walking, putting in 10,000 steps on this treadmill while I was writing. I was writing articles and looking for a job. This treadmill's kind of old, so now the limit switch, it gets hot and it trips out. Man, I got some knots in my back. Anyway, so there was a time a few years ago where standing was the new smoking was going around. Sitting is the new smoking. And some people had a problem with that, both because it's obnoxious and because it's a little inaccurate, but it's not as inaccurate as you would think. So it's not necessarily standing or sitting, right? Though it is, but it's not just sitting. It's inactivity, right? Inactivity. It's not the new smoking. Smoking is still the smoking. But inactivity is what is what's damaging to your body. Sitting replaced standing, because standing was thought to be bad for you. You can let your body rest, sit down. When it comes to like factories and working environments. But then sitting became bad. It was always bad, but sitting is also bad because of the angles that your body is at. The position your body is at for a long duration of time, sitting in chairs rather. But it's the inactivity, and that's where the use it or lose it comes into play. If you don't use it, you will lose it as far as the body goes. And the reason is I don't. See, I could have done a little bit of research. I could have done a little bit of looking for confirmation and then maybe quote an article or scientific article or study or whatever. But I'm going to take other people's word for it. And it makes 100% sense that your body is very efficient. but doesn't like to waste energy. Your body is very, very, very efficient. And there, and so that's why sitting is bad in a chair, for example, that we do several hours a day at work or several hours a day at school, because when you are in that position, your body's going to do whatever it can to save the most amount of energy that it can. And in some cases, that will, the tension or the contraction of the muscles and the tendons and the connective tissue, other connective tissue, the tension put on that from the contraction of being in a certain position, your body is like, oh, well, if we're going to do this several hours a day, let's relieve that tension and let's just make it so that this group of muscles and connective tissue are used to this. So if you take a rubber band and you stretch it, it's under tension. And it requires energy, let's say, because we're holding it. But wouldn't it be easier on us if that rubber band didn't have tension on it? And so we weren't holding it as much, we weren't putting as much energy into it. Your body will make those adjustments. And so that's why after years of sitting, you lose mobility in your hips, in your knees, and in your ankles. For more information on that, see Katie Bowman. Can't believe I forgot her name. Bowman. Really, really interesting way she... Interesting. It literally is interesting. Like she, the way she explains things. I've been reading her books for quite a long time now. And she's where I've learned most of the stuff that I used to write about. But your body... Your body is so efficient that if you don't use something or you show your body that you're not going to do something anymore, then it will essentially eliminate that thing that you're not using. Why maintain it if you're not going to use it? Why give it the energy if you're not going to use it? And so when we are sedentary, when we sit down, lay down, and basically rest for ungodly amounts of hours at a time, our body will say, oh, we don't need these things. We don't need these things that we need to, that we use to walk, or to hang, or to move, or to do gardening, or tinker on in the garage, or manual labor. This is not a ridiculous thing if you think about how many times you've heard people say, I can't do what I used to do. It's because you stopped doing it. That's the reason. And your body doesn't want to maintain, let's say, the muscles required to do that thing you used to do. Muscles take a lot of energy to maintain. That's why people with muscles have to eat a lot. Food is energy. I don't want to lose my train of thought. Originally, I was going... Sedentary. When you are not moving, your body may think, well, if we're not going to move, we don't need all of this functioning things. We don't necessarily need our heart to beat this strongly or this fast, or we don't need to move this much blood, or all kinds of functions of the human body. They all require energy. Even thinking actually requires more energy than physical movement. You will know this is true by if you've ever worked on something, sat at the computer, worked on something, was inactive all day long, yet mentally put effort towards accomplishing something, and then be exhausted at the end of the day. That's because your brain thinking uses energy. So if you don't use it, your brain, example, in this case, you will also start losing it. So in the movie Blue Zones, it does this, talks about the study of people who have lived zones of the world, and where people have lived to be over 100 years old. Centenarians. One of the things that these people did, among a lot of different things that they have in common, one of them is that they wake up with something to do every day. A lot of these, there's only one of the places is in the United States. It's in Loma Linda, California, for some reason. Not for some reason, but there is a reason. But part of the things that all these Blue Zones have in common is that the people who grow to live 100+ years do something every day. They don't really retire. They slow down. So if somebody is in the, let's just say, into crafting scarves or something. If somebody does that every day and has and wakes up and knows that they have to do that and puts forward an effort and does their craft, their mind stays alert and functioning for a lot longer than those who look forward, those who don't do anything, to include studying. And this is why I'm about to be 50 years old and thinking about starting college. You always have something to learn. And I think learning is one of the best functions that you can do with your brain. And to keep it alert. One thing I see in the field that I've been in the mechanical or HVAC refrigeration field, is that you get people who get to a certain age, probably about my age, and they think they know so much and they don't need to learn anymore. And I find that I, you know, as a younger person, when I was a younger person, I thought that was kind of dumb. And there's new technology, things come out, and why would you stop wanting to learn? Or when do you get to that point where you know everything? Well, you don't. You're never going to know everything. There's always going to be something more to learn. There's always going to be somebody smarter than you. Like I said, I'm an expert at heating and air conditioning and refrigeration. But there are people out there that know more than me that I can learn from. And I'm an expert. I worked briefly at a call center, which is part of the whole sedentary thing, but I worked briefly at a call center, and I, you know, in bringing 30 years of experience to this job, but I talked to somebody who's been doing it for 40 years, 45 years, and doing it every day. I spent a lot of time doing a lot of different things, and it wasn't as if I was doing, you know, refrigeration Monday through Friday for 30 years. I spent a lot of time doing a lot of stuff, essentially taking time away from that. So if I say I've been doing something for 30 years, we could probably knock off 5 years and or maybe 6 or 7 years and say I've been doing something for 23 years. In this case, refrigeration. When I come across somebody else who's been doing it for 30 plus years, and they've literally only been doing that for 30 plus years, they are going to be, by far, have a lot more experience and wisdom on the subject than me. My point being is, there's always something to learn. There's always going to be somebody, there's always a bigger fish, right? There's always going to be somebody smarter than you that you can learn from, no matter how good you get at something. But I kind of went off onto the brain, which still applies. But if you're sedentary, if your body doesn't, you don't put your body through some sort of physical activity daily, your body will just slowly and almost quite literally wither away. It'll start shutting down. Don't need this, don't need this, don't need this. We're designed to be on our feet, moving at the least, walking. And I've always said that I would never have a job that doesn't require physical activity. But then I had to get a job. I spent a lot of time self-employed and having not necessarily what they call passive income. That doesn't exist, but I had money coming in. I didn't have to worry about things. I was a single bachelor, no kids. I spent a lot of time doing active things. Trail running, rock climbing, hiking, fishing, swimming. Just stuff that I enjoyed. And I used to tell people that if they couldn't get the activity, you know, they need to look at their life and make some better life choices and stop being so sedentary. Well, here I am, having been working now for, working a job for a few years now, and my health deteriorated. And it really got bad for those few months that I was, my job required that I sit down at a computer. My health just deteriorated from being inactive to use it or lose it. The abilities that we have when we were young, when we were younger, when our human, as humans, we were almost, we weren't almost, we were perfect. A lot of us were. Not all of us are born perfect, as far as a perfect example of the human body and its functionality. Not all of us are born like that, but many of us are. And that's it's a shame that we're born, we have the privilege of being born a perfectly functioning human being. Not mentally. But our, you know, we're born, our organs function. We can eat. We can remove waste from our body. The things that go on inside, the miracles that go on every day, the fact that our heart will beat several billion times in our lifetime. And it all deteriorates over time. And it's rapid. 10, 20, 30, 100 times faster if we don't continue to do those things that we were born to do. And all those years that I wrote those articles and books and talked about, you know, healthy living and eating and moving. The one thing that still sticks, regardless of whether I eat that way anymore, or regardless of whether I move that way anymore, is that when you allow your body to do what it's designed to do, you'll be amazed at what it can accomplish. It's a fine line. That's the irony of it. We are not designed to be going 24/7. We'll shut down that way too. So, inverted U curve again. I've talked about this a lot. But there's a sweet spot. So there's a sweet spot to our activity. And once we hit that activity sweet spot, we need to stop. And then we need to rest. It's important for us to rest. It's probably equally important. But too much of anything can be detrimental. Too much activity. Some people, I guess I would assume some people have dropped dead trying to run a marathon. I don't know that for a fact, but and people are definitely dying from overdoing rest. So, oh, I got off track. But so now here I am, as easy as it is to say, you need to be active and move. Here I am sitting for a good part of the day. Luckily, I'm in a position where I can just get up and move. And sometimes it does require me to, you know, go different parts of the building. Or if I really wanted to, I could get up every 40 minutes and take a stroll or a walk around the building, which might be my limit. It might be what I do anyways already. La verga. But it's hard, all right? If we're people and we have to work and we have to provide for our family and we got to pay rent and car notes and all this stuff, we have to work. And we're not all going to work construction or be farmers or athletes. We're not all going to have jobs that really require a demand on our body, the demand we need to put on it. It's unfortunate. but we need to figure something out. You can go to the gym and do 30 minutes, but that's not the same thing. It's better than nothing. But we need to incorporate a way to be active, to move our body, to use it so that we don't lose it. That's it for now. I'm going to enjoy the rest of my Sunday morning. Appreciate you tuning in. You can find me on the socials, probably the most active on Instagram, at David E. Soto Jr. I've started Threads, whatever, TikTok, YouTube. Oh, you might be watching this on YouTube. Other content on there, and you know, do me a favor, go to Amazon and check out my books. At least the traffic helps. If you just go, you don't have to buy anything. But check it out. All right, thank you.